It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska and the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer for tonight's doubleheader, Creamer Sansone. For the Bearcat men, they come in 15-1. They're 7-1 in MIAA play. Nebraska Kearney comes in with a 6-10 record. They're 2-5 in the conference play. Matt Gorder, these two men's teams have a tough act to follow after that double overtime game we just witnessed on the women's side.
Yeah, that's for sure. An 88-79 game. Very exciting game. Got to double digits a few different times during the game, but for the most part it was close. And anytime you see double overtime, you know it was a good ball game.
This Nebraska Kearney team, a squad that been a bit by the injury bug. They've got three key players that are out with injuries coming into tonight's game, but they definitely have one of the top players in the MIAA and Trey Lansman.
Yeah, one of the things with Trey Lansman is he's a tough matchup. He can do it all. He can shoot from the outside. He can post up. He can hit the mid-range. He averages a double-double on the season, and that's what makes him so good in this conference.
He leads the conference in scoring. The number two player in scoring in the conference is Justin Pitts, and these two players also 1-2 in the conference in minutes played.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a reason. When you're as good as you are, you're going to be in the ball game quite a bit.
It's the Bearcats and Lopers back with more in our pregame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, the Northwest and Nebraska Kearney men's teams going through their pregame warm-ups. When you look at the stats between these two teams, the Bearcats coming in top team in the nation in scoring defense, only giving up 59 points a game. And you look at on the Loper side, that's really one of the main areas that stands out where they've struggled this year. They're giving up just over 80 points. They're last in the conference in scoring defense.
Yeah, and that's going to be a challenge for Nebraska Kearney because this Northwest team can score the ball. So if they're going to be able to go up against the defense that struggles against good offenses, Northwest will be able to put up a lot of points and then continue to play that stellar defense we've seen them play.
It's the Bearcats and Loafers. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame of our men's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, first time to UNK since 2014. Do you know the way to get back here?
Oh, yeah. No, we're excited to be back here. It's a tough place to play, but it's been a while, so we'll have to get after it and see what happens.
Look at Nebraska Kearney's roster right now. It looks like one of the things that's hurt them in the last few weeks just says the injury bugs hit them a little bit.
Yeah, they've had some injuries. They've been on the road a ton as well, which makes a big difference. I think they're 4-1 at home and 1-something on the road, and so I wouldn't let their record deceive you. They're a team that's pretty up and down, where one day they'll be great and one day they'll be average, and so we need to make sure that we expect they're great and we give them our great.
They got a couple guys that are as good as anybody in the MIAA.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously Trey Landsman's their kind of go-to, and so you have to be aware of him, and hopefully we got enough guys that can stop him.
For Northwest, coming off a good win against Central Missouri on Monday afternoon, as you go into this matchup on the road, how do you assess the way the team's been playing right now?
We're playing okay. I think we've got to get to where we're imposing our will more consistently and really bringing it every day. And it's the same thing we talked about at the beginning of the year. The biggest thing that this team needs to get better at is just being the same every time. And we're close, but we're not there yet.
I know one thing that you talked about all season long, too, is that tonight, like about every game, you're going to get the other team's best shot.
Yeah, I think that's expected, and our guys need to probably stop thinking of it so much in that context and think of it more, and we're going to give there our best shot, and every night they're going to get our best shot. And so hopefully our guys have that mentality and we come out and play well.
What are some of the keys to shutting down UNK?
Get back in transition, and then defensive rebound, probably the two main things. And then after that, it's just guarding the basketball, playing our defense.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after. Okay.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the JL Housing Company.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus. Time now to check the starting lineups. But before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat lineup, like they've been all season long, and the point guard, Justin Pitts, the 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 21.9 points per game and just under 3 rebounds a contest. He also averages 5.4 assists per game. He's second in the conference in scoring, in minutes played, and an assist per game as well. Other guard, Xavier Kurth, the 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. At a 4, Chris Ebuendow, 6'7 senior from Stavanger, Norway, averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds a contest. Also at a 4, Joy Wittes, a 6'7 junior from Ten Elsa, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State. He's averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior from Omaha, averaging just over 10 points and 4 rebounds a contest, coming off an 11-point performance against Central Missouri Monday afternoon, where he was 5-6 shooting, also had 3 assists in that matchup. Now for Nebraska, Kearney, their lineup should look something like this for head coach Kevin Lofton, as he only has 9 healthy bodies coming in to tonight's action. Starting at one guard will be Lane Rorick, a 6'2 senior from Pierce, Nebraska, averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also a starter, Trey Lansman. He's a player we talked about a little bit earlier during our pregame, a 6'7 senior out of Harlan, Iowa, preseason All-American, averaging 23 points and 10 rebounds a game. There are only 2 players in the MIAA averaging a double-double as well. Leads the MIAA in scoring and minutes played. Also look for Isaiah McKay, a 6'2 junior from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. McKay averaging just under 6 points and 2 rebounds a contest. Ty Danielson, a 6'3 senior from York, Nebraska, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per contest. And as we look for another starter here, they haven't officially given those to us yet. It's a little bit hard to pick up with some injuries to this Nebraska Kearney team. Should see in this one, Kyle Jewell should get some playing time as well. He's a 6'5 sophomore from Harlan, Iowa, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. One of the players who's normally a starter is Yesha Trent. transfer from Mineral Area Community College. He came into this game or averaging 15 points and four boards a game, but he's out with an injury. And other players seeing significant time. Austin Luger out with an injury. And Sam Morris, a 6'5 sophomore from Lincoln, also out with an injury for this Loper team. The Lopers are 6-10 overall, 2-5 in the MIAA. Northwest 15-1 and 7-1 in the conference. Bearcats in second place in the conference behind Washburn coming into this evening's action. And as we look at the rest of the MIAA schedule on men's basketball, it's Lincoln at Central Missouri this evening as Lincoln is up 15-11 early in that matchup. Missouri Western trailing Fort Hays State by 117-16. Again, that's in the first half as well. Fort Hays State, the next opponent for Northwest. And another game tonight we'll have Lindenwood at Southwest Baptist, with Lindenwood down by one to SBU 18-17. That's with 8:26 left in the first half. Our check of MIAA, underwritten by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We're back, get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
That's the national anthem performed by the Nebraska Kearney Pep Band before this evening's game between Northwest and Central and rather Nebraska Kearney. Again, we are at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, Nebraska on the Nebraska Kearney campus. Reminder of this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley. Just been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Northwest and Nebraska Kearney, the lineup now to be introduced in front of the fans here in the Kearney. For Nebraska Kearney, this is the first time they've been home since December 19th on the men's side. Eight of the final 12 games, though, will be here in Kearney. And it's also, as we mentioned during the women's broadcast, the first home game between Nebraska Kearney and Northwest since January 9th of 2014. So, Matt Gorder, it's been a while between when these two teams have met here in Kearney.
Well, I just got done talking with Devin Amy, one of the women's assistants who used to be a graduate assistant for the men's team at Northwest. And I said in the pregame of the women's game, I said, you know, it's been around the 1,400-day mark. And he informed me it's been 1,469 days since Northwest was last year in Kearney. So,
hours of medicine?
Yeah, exactly. But you look at it, it's going to be the same with Hayes, you know, on Saturday. It'll be 1,471 days for Hayes. But, yeah, you know, I think one thing that's key for this Northwest team, with a lot of these guys not having played in this gym before, is they've got experience in so many different gyms and arenas that even when you look at one of the new guys in Joey Wittes, you know, he was a part of a successful program at Minnesota State Mankato, and so he not only played in gyms where they played in their conference, but they played regionals in different gyms and things like that. So Northwest has played in Kentucky. Northwest has played in Kansas City this year. You know, they played in some different arenas. So I think that takes some of the factor out of Northwest's inexperience in this arena tonight.
Bearcats go into tonight's game, moving up to number 2 in the nation in the latest top 25 of polls. A couple upsets at the top of the polls over the past week or so. That changed things up a little bit. Cats climbing back up.
Yeah, basketball's a long season. It's hard to go unbeaten through the course of the season unless you're in just a really, really bad conference. It's easy to potentially slip up and see that happen. So it's not a big surprise that you saw some more upsets. I'm sure we'll see more as the year goes on. But, you know, for Northwest, you take care of your own business. You wait till those regional rankings come out. Those are the ones that are going to determine where and when you're going to play in the postseason tournament. And you just continue to work hard from this point forward.
Yeah, I think the national rankings is something that's kind of fun to look at. It's the regional rankings that will be coming out later that really mean everything, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the national rankings go throughout the year. I think the regional rankings are always more accurate because the people voting on those regional rankings are in the region. They see the region all the time, whereas national rankings, you don't get an opportunity. You're just kind of looking at stats and records and who they lost to determine where you want to vote somebody. So, yeah, well, the exciting part will be when those regional rankings come out here in just a few weeks.
Well, in the women's game, Northwest lost in double overtime, 88-79. Michaela Berry had 43 points to help that Nebraska Kearney women's team come up with a win. When you look at the roster for Nebraska Kearney on the men's side, Matt, they have a guy that can do the same type of thing in Trey Lansman.
Yeah, absolutely, and he can score inside, he can score outside, he can score really from anywhere on the floor, and that's why he's a guy that can potentially put that many points on the board on any given night.
Two teams at midcourt, Bearcats in their green uniforms with white numerals, and four Nebraska Kearney in their white uniforms with the blue and numerals and the yellow trim down the sides. The Bearcats win the tip as they'll go from our right to our left in this first half. Out front with it is Kristen Dowd. Will drive down the lane on the right side. The bucket off the glass and good as he went driving on Lansman and scores the first bucket of the game. Northwest Missouri stayed in front. Rorick into the front court. We'll give it to Isaiah McKay. McKay dribbles right side, guarded by Pitts. Now to Lansman. They look left side, get it to Danielson. Low left side for McKay. Out to the top of the key, Lansman. Goes in the left side and a three off the left is good. So a three off that left side makes it a 3-2 game. The Loafers in front of Northwest Missouri State. Out front, left side is Endowd. Endowd with one dribble, hands off, gets it to Wittes. Now finds Doherty. Cross court right side for Pitts. Drives the lane right underneath the bucket. In left corner for Wittes. Out front left, Endowd with the jumper. Got it. A three-pointer out front for Endowd. He has a drive to the bucket and now a three-pointer giving Northwest a 5-3 lead. Danielson, who hit that first three with it off the right side for Nebraska Kearney. Tries to go to the right corner. Ball still on the way by Endow. And here comes Endow, coast to coast in the lane. To the bucket on the right side. Misses it. Rebound tip in there. Loose on the floor. Controlled by Rorick for the Loafers. And in the front court, one on two. Through the lane. To the bucket. Lays it up and in. Wayne Rorick makes it a 5-5 ball game. Northwest and UNK. Pitts will slow the pace up. Takes it into the front court to the top. Guarded by Danielson. Looks left wing and down. Low left for Wittes. Wittes with a couple of dribbles. Trying to post up. Takes in lane. Spins left. With a shot off the glass and good. As he is able to spin around Rorick and put it up and in. And it's a 7-5 Bearcat lead over the Loafers. Couple minutes in. Out front left side Rorick. Out to the top. Danielson. That's on the right wing. And finds McKay. Dribbles to the right baseline. Steps back on Pitts. Takes the jumper from 15. Won't go. Good job blocking out inside by Wittes. He'll clear the rebound for Northwest. Cats up by two. Pitts to the top of the key. Guarded out front by Danielson. Looks right wing and down. Drives to the right baseline. Underneath the bucket. Reverse layup on the left side. Won't go. But I believe he steps on the baseline first. So trying to come back underneath the bucket. And the turnover gives it to UNK. 2-point Bearcat lead, 7-5. Rorick into the front court. Gets it to Lansman. Now to Rorick right wing. Those are the two that really drive this Loper team. Lansman low post right side. Kicks it back out to Rorick. Touch pass left side for Danielson. The three off the back of the rim. No rebound loose underneath the bucket. Fought four and finally controlled by Jackson. Gets it inside. Lansman goes between two Bearcats and lays it up in the air. And we're tied up at 7. 17-13 left in at the first half. Pitts into the front court from our right to our left. Out front for Wittes. Back to Pitts. Lobs a high post right for Doherty. Doherty down to the baseline off the right side. Drives to the bucket. Misses the shot and is fouled as he drove past A.J. Jackson. And this will get Doherty to the free throw line. Jackson will pick up his first foul.
There's going to be some potential for Northwest to have some success inside tonight.
Doherty is really putting together a very consistent season. Coming off an 11-point performance against UCM where he was 5-6 from the field. Goes to the free throw line here and hits his first free throw. Also had 3 assists against UCM. Doing a good job on the boards, a good job distributing the ball. Just becoming one of the top inside players in the MIAA. Misses the second free throw. Northwest up by 1, 8-7. Just under 17 minutes left in the first half. Out front right side, Danielson has the ball nearly stripped loose by Kurth. Gets it back, goes into length, kicks it back out left side, and a three on the way. Too hard as it was taken by McKay, and the rebound Northwest. And Dow clears the board. Northwest up by 1, 8-7. Pitts quickly to the left wing. Goes out front for Doherty, right side Wittes. He dribbles with the left hand to the top of the key. Now to Endow, back right side. Wants to drive. Now it goes to Wittes. Baseline left. Kicks it back out front and down. Wanted to go up with a three-pointer at the top of the key. Slipped out of his hands. Comes back down with it. Finds Pitts left wing. Pitts through the lane to the bucket. A little bump from behind as he went driving through the lane and a foul on the Loafers. This one will go on Lane Rorick. That'll be his first foul.
Yeah, and Lane Rorick's not going to be able to keep up with Justin Pitts tonight either.
He's not alone in that.
Yeah, I'm going out on a limb there.
Inbound comes from Endow to Doherty. Baseline left. Wants to post up with Jackson. We'll take it in the lane. Bounce pass trying to get it to Endow. Cutting underneath the bucket. And the pass is stolen and picked up by Lansman for the Loafers. Takes it top of the key. Drives on Doherty down the lane left side. The runner off the front of the rim. No rebound. Brought down by Jackson. Brings it right side. Warwick on the wing. Takes the jumper. It's a three-pointer. And it's now a 10-8 Loper lead over Northwest. Pitts out front, dribbles left side. Gets it to Kurth. Kurth at the free throw line. Out front right and down. Cross court left side. Pitts, quick pass low left Doherty. Dribbles into the lane. Pivots left side. Banks it and it rims around and out. Rebound loose in the lane. Controlled by Jackson and a long outlet at midcourt goes to Rorick into the front court right side. Out front for Jackson. Left side Lansman. Goes on the left side for Danielson near the sideline. Cross court right, Rorick. Cats a man-to-man defense. Out near midcourt, the pass goes. And Isaiah McKay will go with the dribble between the circles on Pitts. Down the lane right. Slips, falls, ball loose. And it's still rolling loose. A couple players diving after it. And we've got a held ball coming up. As Wittes, I believe, got in the middle of that with Rorick. A couple Bearcats down there for it as well. And Northwest will... Now I've rep checked that UNK will inbound right in front of us. Isaiah McKay, the junior of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, coming into this game averaging just under 6 points a game against the inbound. Danielson down the lane left as he goes driving. A whistle. Foul coming up. And this one to go on Quilty for Northwest, who just checked into the ballgame, picks up his first foul.
It's been another Lopers team that we're seeing, and we've seen it a lot from several teams this year. They've come to play tonight. They know the opponent. They know who they've got, and they know they want to beat them, and they're playing hard from the start.
Danielson hits the first free throw. He has 4 points. We'll have a second. And that one is good. 12-8 game. UNK in front of Northwest. Just over 15 minutes left in the first half. Fitz at the top of the key. Looks right side and down. It's a screen out front from Doherty. Now to Fitz near midcourt left. Doherty comes out to set up another screen. Fitz down the lane. Finds Doherty at the free throw line. Right side and down. Will take the long three. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound is controlled by Lansman for the Lopers. Quick outlet, Warwick. He'll take it in the front court from our left to our right. Dribbles right side. Will hand off on the wing for McKay. He'll swing it left side. Danielson trying to drive the baseline on Welty. Gets past him. Coming over with his help out. Skips it right side for Warwick on the wing. Open from a 3-point range and misses it too hard. And the rebound, Doherty for Northwest. 14.5 minutes left in the first half. Northwest down by 4. Fitz dribbles to the left wing. Out of the free throw line, hooks it on a pick and roll left for Doherty underneath the bucket. Little bump and a foul coming up on UNK. This one will go on A.J. Jackson. That'll be his second foul. 14-13 left in the first half, breaking the action. Nebraska Kearney 12, Northwest Missouri State 8. We'll be back to Kearney right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Off the inbound and down, drives the lane, hits the shot, and now the other way, they get it to Lansman, and the block's off the right side. He's fouled. It's a 12-10 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Well, T. entered just a few moments ago, has picked up his second foul very quickly. And let's get Lansman to the free throw line to shoot two. Northwest down 12-10. Lansman's free throw is good. Lansman, a 78% shooter at the free throw line this year. He gets there an awful lot, 89 of 114 coming into today's game. Second free throw, good. One of two players off this Nebraska Kearney team from Harlan, Iowa. Seen a few good athletes from Harlan play at Northwest. Fitz down the lane right side. The runner won't go. Rebound tap to Rorick. And here comes Nebraska Kearney left to right. Rorick into the front court off the left side. Looks at the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Goes with a bounce pass to the left wing, Lansman. Wants to drive on Doherty. Brings it back out front left to Warwick, back to Lansman at the high post, tries to drive the lane left, and a good job on the defense by Doherty. Charge foul coming up on Trey Lansman. That'll be his first. Wittes back into the ball game. Ryan Hawkins goes to the sideline. Northwest going with Endow, Fitz, Doherty, Wittes, and Kirk.
It's interesting that with Doherty on him, Landsman tried to take it inside. Usually when he gets a matchup like that with a big from the other team, he'll try to get it from the outside or mid-range.
Right side long three, put it by Whittison, missed. And the rebound to UNK on the break left side. Danielson wants to go off with a shot. Goes short underneath the bucket, picked up by Wittes. May have been deflected out front by Endow. And Northwest from our right to our left, down by four. Pitts looks right side, Endow. Sets up, wants the three out front, off the rim right. Rebound pulled away inside by Kyle Jewell, who entered during that timeout. The other player from Harlan that I was talking about, a 6'5 sophomore. On the right side, Danielson. Out of Oric, fadeaway jumper from 12 here. Good start to this game for Nebraska Kearney. It's a 6-point Kearney lead over Northwest, 16-10. 12:29 left in the first half. Kurth out front, Doherty. Right side, Pitts takes the top of key on the pick and roll. Low right for Doherty. Trying to post up inside. Spins in the lane. Now pivots up with a shot blocked away by UNK, but it's picked up left side. And now out front right side goes to Pitts. Shot clock down to 4 seconds. Pitts way out front, takes the long three. Won't go. Rebound tipped in the corner, out of bounds off the right side. It'll belong to Nebraska Kearney. 16-10, Northwest Missouri State trailing. 12:03 left in the first half. Again, this is the first home game for the Loper men since December 19th. Oric into the front court, right side, Danielson. Holds it high over his head. Goes into the right corner for Rorick. He's chased by Pitts. Out front right side. Landsman wants to drive. Now kicks it right side. Rorick. Rorick to the free throw line. Back to Landsman. Right wing. Takes the three-pointer and hits it. Landsman with his first three of the game. 31st of the season, man. It's a 9-point lead for the Loafers.
And that's what you'd think you'd see. He had Doherty on him, so he stepped out on the perimeter.
Pitts out front and down. Guarded by Landsman. Now to Wittes, high post right. Wittes with the left-handed dribble, spins down the lane right side, bumped as he goes up with a shot. And the foul coming up on UNK. Warwick will pick up his second. And Joey Wittes goes to the free throw line. Joey, 93% shooter this year at the line. Toes to the line, free throw on the way, off the front of the rim. Isaiah McKay back into the game for the Loafers as Rorick will get his first breather of the game. Northwest down 19-10, 11:20 left in the first half.
Cats just need a few more shots to fall and they need to get into a little bit of a rhythm here, but no big trouble yet.
Second free throw by Wittes is good. 19-11, Northwest down. Landsman out between the circles, left side Danielson. Lots of low left. And gets it to Baker McGrath, who entered the ball game. Shot loose, out of bounds, underneath the base bucket, and goes out of bounds. It will belong to UNK. Isaiah McKay inbounds. Low post right side, Landsman steps back, wants the jumper, misses it too hard, and the rebound in down. Gives it to Pitts, he'll take it across the midcourt. Just under 11 minutes left in the first half. Northwest trailing 19-11. Pitts out front, top of the key, through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and blocked from behind. Boy, that was Baker McGrath who got the block, and off the left side with the Danielson, out to the top of the key. Baker McGrath, left side, Danielson on the wing, the three out the front of the rim, and the rebounding down for Northwest. Cats trailing by eight. Pitts into the front court right side. Dribbles to the right wing. It's a screen by Doherty, cross court left side, Kurth. Now in down near the left sideline. Off the left wing to the left baseline. Drives on Landsman to the bucket. Misses the shot. Falls to the floor and the rebound inside. Pulled away by Landsman. Takes it across the timeline to the top of the key. Bounce pass right side. Cutting the bucket. Laying it up and missing it was Baker McGrath and Bearcats with the rebound. And Northwest down by eight. Just over 10 minutes left in the first half. Pitts walks into the front of the scorer's table off the left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gets a screen by Wittes. Dribbles right. Now to Doherty at the top. Right side for Pitts. Low right is Wittes. Dribbles with the left hand into the lane. Trying to find Kurth, and it will get called for the travel before getting the pass to Kurth. And the turnover will give it to UNK. 9:49 left in the first half. Northwest trailing Nebraska Kearney 19-11. Breaking the action. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Now the timeout. Landsman takes it in the lane, spins, banks it, misses it. Fight for the rebound inside, and a whistle and a reach-over foul coming up on Nebraska Kearney. And the foul will go on Weston Baker McGrath. That will be his first, a 6'8 freshman from Marshall, Minnesota. Bearcats trailing Nebraska Kearney 19-11 with 9:26 left in the first half. Pitch across midcourt, goes right side and down. Out front, right, Doherty. Finds Wittes, a quick pass left wing, Kurth. Finds coming under through Bucket with it, is in doubt. Turns off the left side, misses the shot too hard from 5 feet out. Rebound tipped up in the air and controlled by Nebraska Kearney and Baker McGrath. Into the front court, left side. Off of the dribble goes Isaiah McKay. Now low right side, Lansman trying to post up again with Doherty. Takes it back out top, three is put up and good. Asai Danielson knocks down his second three of the game. And a 22-11 UNK lead over Northwest.
Nebraska Kearney, 4 of 9 on threes. Northwest, 4 of 14 from the field.
And a long three put up off the right side by Pitts. Won't go. And Nebraska Kearney with the rebound. UNK doing a pretty good job on the defensive boards early in this one. Danielson out front. They find McKay. McKay at the top of the key. Wants to drive in and out through the lane. Bounce pass baseline left. Up with that two-handed slam dunk is Weston Baker McGrath. That's his first bucket of the game. And a timeout Northwest. 8:22 left in the first half. The Loafers in front of the Bearcats. 24-11. We're back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
24-11, Nebraska Kearney in front of Northwest as UNK has outscored Northwest 17-3 over the last 8 minutes and 49 seconds of this. And a timeout by the Bearcats to stop this run by UNK. Off of the right side, Kurth to the top of the key is Doherty. Looks left side for it. Pitts down the lane left. He drives underneath the bucket into the right corner. Wittes open with the 3-pointer. Got it.
They get some shots to fall. They're going to close this gap in a hurry.
Wittes with 6 points early in this game. A 10-point game. Northwest Missouri State trails off the right side. Jewell checked in during the break for UNK. High post right is Danielson. Dribbles out between the circles. Chased by Kurth. Goes cross court left. McKay. Now with the Danielson. Looks off the left wing. Landsman. To the left baseline, McKay drives, kicks it back out right side for Jewell. Quick pass left side. Danielson with a long three, hits the front of the rim, rolls around and out. Rebound sits on the baseline by Kurth, controlled by Baker McGrath. Right side for McKay. Out of Baker McGrath in lane, spins right side up with the shot, won't go. Rebound tipped out front right, and finally controlled by Pitts. Pitts one-on-one to the bucket, right side, lays it up, no, gets it back in. Well, have it left wing and bring it back out and set up the offense for Northwest. Swans it right side for Welty. Welty out front top. They find Doherty. Turns, faces the bucket. Now we'll take the dribble with the left hand. Long bounce pass left wing, Wittes. It's a screen by Doherty. Takes it through the lane. Jump stop, bump ball loose out of his hands. Out of bounds, it belongs to Nebraska Kearney. Wittes trying to argue his case that he's bumped going through the lane.
Yeah, that was a pretty good collision for a no call. They've been letting the game be physical down low, don't get me wrong, but that was one of the bigger collisions we've seen.
Carter Burns comes into the game for Nebraska Kearney. Into the front court is McKay for UNK. He pulls up, wants the three out front, takes a high bounce off the rim, runs around out. Welty clears the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Pitts, who's pressured in the backcourt briefly by Ty Danielson. Northwest down 24-14. Now to Welty right side. Wants it to the top of the key, Doherty. One dribble, goes with a bounce pass to Pitts off the left side. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Steps back between the circles, left side Kurth. Finds Doherty with six on the shot clock, takes it in the lane and lays it up and in. Nice little spin move as he took advantage of the fact that Ty Danielson slipped as he has the easy shot.
Well, Danielson was trying to take a charge and went to the floor hoping to get the call and did not.
Lansman, right side goes to McKay. Now to Lansman in the lane, into a double team. Up the shot, misses the yard, tipped by Welty, chased on the baseline off the right side by Pitts for Northwest. 24-16. Northwest trails, just under 6 minutes left in the first half. Pitts to the top of the key. Finds Doherty. He's guarded by Burns, who gives him a lot of room out front. Left side for Wittes. Wittes to the elbow off the left. Brings it out front. Low pass for Kurth, but controls it. Now to Pitts with nine on the shot clock. He's guarded by Lansman. Crossover dribble through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed layup is good as he just went weaving through three different defenders for UNK and hits the layup. And a timeout by UNK with 5:32 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State now trails the Loafers 24-18. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
24-18, Northwest Missouri State trails at Nebraska Kearney with 5:32 left in this first half. Bearcats now on a 7-0 run, trying to cut this margin down. Isaiah McKay looks to the top, and they get it to Kyle Jewell, right side Lansman. Cross court left side for Danielson. Dribbles with the right hand through the lane, and a whistle as he went through. And a foul coming up on Northwest, so I'll give this one on Xavier Kurth. That'll be his first. Foul beyond the floor, so UNK will inbound, baseline right. All they do is pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Inbound goes into the right corner for Danielson. Now to McKay. Lost the handle off the dribble and is picked up by Welty. Now that goes to Pitts into the front court right side. In Northwest on a 7-0 run. 5 minutes left in the half. Low right for Doherty. Doherty tries the baseline underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the left side. Good. Nice strong drive off the baseline. And Doherty got it to fall. And Northwest trails by just 4, 24-20. Right side, McKay, stripped out of his hands by Pitts on the baseline, and a whistle and a foul on McKay, reaching over, trying to get the ball back.
Bearcats are starting to get the Loafers a little bit flustered here.
4:43 left in the half. Northwest Missouri State now trails by just 4. It's UNK 24, Northwest Missouri State 20. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Foul on Pitts before the timeout, the seventh on UNK. Pitts goes to the free throw line and hits both free throws. And Northwest Missouri State now on an 11-0 run, 24-22, Northwest Missouri State trails. Fast pass goes right side, Danielson for UNK, off the right wing. Out front right for Rorick, who checked in during that timeout. Takes a 16-foot jumper out front and hits it. Rorick with 9 points, 26-22. Nebraska Kearney in front of the Bearcats. 4:20 left in the first half. Wittes out between the circles, left side Pitts. Now to Kurth, top of the key. High post left for Doherty. Fast pass to Pitts, cutting the bucket. Now to the right corner, Wittes. He expires his dribble. Goes cross court left for Doherty to Kurth. Kurth off the left sideline with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Takes it through the lane. A little runner. A fadeaway in the lane. No. And the rebound to Danielson and Nebraska Kearney. 26-22. Northwest trails. Just under 4 minutes left in the first half. Left wing is Danielson. Guarded by Kurth. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Out front left for Jewell. Cross court right side, Rory. Dribble down the lane right side to the right baseline underneath the bucket. Brings it out left side. Gets it to Danielson. Takes the jumper. No. Fight for the long rebound. It is out front for Danielson. Now left corner. Fade away by Rory. Won't go. And the rebound in down for Northwest. 3:22 left in the half. Northwest trailing 26-22. Pitch across midcourt. Gives it up to Kurth. Now to Doherty. Doherty. Finds cutting underneath the bucket to Wittes. Now right wing. Kurth takes the three and hits the three.
They've been giving Kurth the room, not trusting that he can hit the three, and he shows him he can.
His ninth of the season, 26-25. Northwest within one. At the elbow left side, Baker McGrath. Now the elbow right side, Rorick. Knocked loose by Pitts. Rorick controls, tries to drive off the dribble on the baseline. Knocked out of bounds from behind by Pitts as he knocked the dribble out of bounds. 13 seconds for the shot clock when UNK will inbound. Ryan Hawkins into the game, and Wittes goes to the sideline for Northwest. Lane Rorick, baseline right near the right corner, looks to trigger the inbound. Lobs it out front right, leaping up Lansman to bring it down. Goes cross court left side, Danielson. Off the right side, Rorick. Getting a screen by Danielson. Cross court left side, pass for Danielson through the lane, and the runner won't go, and the rebound, Hawkins for Northwest. Cats with a chance to take the lead this trip down with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Pitts met at midcourt right side by Ty Danielson, gives it to Indow. Now back to Pitts left side, long three, fade away off the front of the rim left, and the rebound pulled down by Danielson. Or check that, pulled down by Baker McGrath. Gives it to Rorick across midcourt right side. Out front left, Landsman. Now to the left wing, Kyle Jewell to Rorick. Rorick at front, looks right side. Lansman wants to drive the lane right. Buck falls to the floor, whistle and a foul. See the fourth team foul coming up on Northwest. And the first on Brett Doherty. That'll be now a situation for UNK to inbound baseline right. Wittes getting ready to check in, does. Hawkins will go to the sideline. And with 2:02 left in the half, Northwest down by one. Nebraska Kearney inbounds, right corner, Lansman. Dribbles into lane, pass tipped out front, tipped away by Endow, goes into the backcourt, ball loose and controlled by Jewell, slipped on the floor as it popped away, has now picked up Warwick into the front court with seven on the shot clock. Warwick left side, down lane left, steps back, wants to jump over Doherty and hits a three.
We've been talking about Lansman, but Warwick came to play tonight.
I think so. Came in this game averaging just under 14 points a game, and he already has 11. 28-25, Northwest Missouri State trails. Fits on the left side, the left wing. Top of the key, hooks a pass low left for Doherty. Trying to post up inside on Jewell, spins, shot off glass, no, and a foul. And this will get Doherty to the free throw line. And this will go on Kyle Jewell, that'll be his first. Jewell, 6'5", sophomore from Harlan, Iowa. Doherty, one of two at the line this evening. Came into this game a 55% shooter.
Shooting.
1:23 left in the half. Northwest down 28-25. Doherty's first free throw is good. That's 6 points for Doherty tonight. Left-handed shooter. And this one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Lansman and Nebraska Kearney. Warwick will take it to the front court, gets it to Lansman. Left side pass for Danielson. Cross court right, Warwick. Top of the key, down the lane, jump stop in the lane, kicks it back out front. Lansman, quick pass right side. Jewell takes the long three, won't go. Firth clears the rebound for the Bearcats. Minute left in the half, Northwest trailing 28-26. Fitz will just walk it across the 10-second line and near the jump ball circle. And down left side. Now to Wittes, top the key, hands off to Pitts. Pitts will accelerate through the lane. Looks like he may have dribbled off his foot. Ball goes out of bounds and belongs to UNK. 2-point Loper lead over the Bearcats with 44.8 seconds left in the first half.
Pitts may have been poked in the right eye a little bit there, too.
Warwick into the front court for UNK. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Right side, Rourke. Top the key, Lansman. Wants the three-pointer. Rims out right side. Long rebound to the right corner. Hustling after it was Jewell. Now ball loose on the sideline. Controlled by Rourke. Rourke with a pass. Low left side. Shot up on and good as he got the pass to Baker McGrath. Had a little shot fake, then went up with it and got it to fall with 15 seconds left in the half. Northwest trailing 30-26. Pitts into the front court left side. Being pressured out front by Danielson, dribbles around him, takes it to the top of the key. Right side, Wittes, the long three with 3 seconds left in the half. It's too hard for the putback, no, by Doherty inside, and the first half comes to a close. So at the end of the first half, it's the Lopers 36 and Northwest, rather, the Lopers 30, Northwest Missouri State 26. And Bearcats down by four as the team's going to the locker room at halftime. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus. We're at the half and Northwest trails Nebraska Kearney 32-26. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Comfrey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. 1 point in the first half. UNK went on a 17-3 run, but the Bearcats answered with an 11-0 run on their own. Then the teams kind of created buckets the rest of the way with the Loafers up here at halftime 30-26.
Yeah, the Bearcats took a timeout with just under 8.5 minutes to play in the first half, and that's where they really closed the gap and had that run and were able to make it close here at the half. It was a good timeout, and Northwest is a very patient and very confident team. Even though they were down, they're not going to get worried. They're going to continue to play hard. They just needed some shots to fall, and they started to as the half went on.
Again, we're at the half. Northwest down by 4 to Nebraska Kearney, 32-26. Earlier this evening, the Northwest women played well, but unfortunately came up on the short side of a double overtime loss to Nebraska Kearney, 88-79. When we come back, the head coach of the Bearcat women's basketball team, Buck Shill, will join Matt and talk about that game. That's coming up right after this 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Doesn't want to lose. We're back in Kearney, Nebraska. 30-26, the halftime lead for Nebraska Kearney over the Northwest men. Earlier tonight, a double overtime loss for the Northwest women. 88-79, joining it now is Buck Shield. Buck, what an effort out of your team tonight.
Yeah, it was great to see. It was a great game to coach. You know, I told the girls in the locker room, you know, after that game that, you know, they have to keep their heads up after a performance like that. We did everything that we could to win that game, and you know, we had a few turnovers at some times and had a couple runs, but you know, I felt that we did everything we could to win that ball game and just came up a little short.
It seemed like there were a few times where you'd get up by double digits, which was kind of key. Then you'd see Nebraska Kearney go on a little bit of a run, and then your team would turn it around pretty quick, not let that double digit lead disappear on a long run by Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah.
I know you said that was a key in the pregame.
Yeah, you know, I thought that they that we stayed, you know, stayed committed to the game rather than just, you know, kind of rolling over and throwing in the towel. And you know, I knew that our girls were ready to fight when we got through that third quarter. You know, I really felt that third quarter. You know, we had a lot of lows in that third quarter, but we, you know, withstood the downpour, and you know they continued to battle throughout that entire game and second half into overtime.
That has to be, we've talked about steps in the process with your team, that has to be a big step in the process.
It is. You know, I told them after the game that they, you know, they need to just continue to do that and continue to work and, you know, have each other's back, because that's what they did throughout that entire game. You know, I told them whether they played no minutes or played, you know, 50-plus minutes, that, you know, everybody was dialed into that game and was doing everything they could by, you know, having a voice on the bench, you know, you know, when we were on defense down here at this end, just being that extra voice and things like that, and you know, just keeping people up, keeping people motivated, and it was great to see, because you know, I'll be honest with you, we haven't had that this whole season, and you know, we've really started to turn the corner, and you know, I'm looking forward just to coaching them and playing another game on Saturday.
You know, there's a lot that can be said about statistics and things like that, but I think when you look at your team's statistics tonight, everybody did their job in their area, and really the statistics play out. You look at Kehlani coming up with 9 rebounds for your team tonight. That was very important. You know, you look at the three-pointers. McAndrews had a few, 4 three-pointers, a few from Jalen, you know, some coming at big time. So it looks like not only were they working hard, but they were doing their job, their part.
Yeah, I thought offensively in the half court, our patience was great. You know, we worked the clock down several times and ended up getting a real good shot or a real good post up, you know, which we really took advantage of, and we did a pretty good job of finishing those possessions. And, you know, obviously we got into the second half, and, you know, that intensity picks up, crowd starts to get a little bit bigger. You know, you start out in the first half where, you know, you feel like you're maybe sitting at a golf match, and then you get into that third quarter, fourth quarter, fans are starting to come in, and there was just a lot more energy in there. And so, you know, we had a few bad decisions as far as just some passes, maybe trying to force a few things, but, you know, at the end of the day, these kids played their tails off, and I'm extremely proud of them.
And when you look tonight at Nebraska Kearney, yeah, Michaela Berry had a big night scoring-wise, but you look at the rest of them, you're able to control pretty much everybody else in terms of the scoring.
Yeah, you know, they're a team that I think, going into this game, I think they had 3 or 4 kids averaging double figures. They could hit you from all different levels, and with what they do, they're very aggressive with the dribble drive, and at times we guarded it really good, at times we didn't. You know, for me, the hard thing to look at is the free throw situation. You know, they get to the line 37 times, we get there 10. You know, I know we're not the most aggressive team at getting to the basket, but in a double overtime game and only getting to the free throw line 10 times, you know, kind of makes you question a few things here and there. But I thought through that adversity that our kids faced, they continued to fight, and you know, didn't throw in the towel at all.
Well, Coach, good set tonight. We'll catch up with you in Hayes on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, a double overtime loss for the Northwest women to the University of Nebraska Kearney, 88-79. We're at the half of the men's matchup, 30-26. Nebraska Kearney with a lead over Northwest. We'll come back with some first half stats right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Welcome back to Kearney, Nebraska. The Nebraska Kearney Lopers in front of the Northwest Missouri State men at the half in front, 32-26. A reminder that Coach Shields' interview with Matt, underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. If we look at totals from this first half of the men's game, again, Northwest trails by 4, 30-26. Bearcats shooting 36% from the field, 9-25. They're just 3 of 10 from three-point range for 30%. And at the free throw line, 5 of 8. Nebraska Kearney, on the other hand, 11 of 31 from the field for 36%, 4 of 15 from three-point range, and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. UNK's out-rebounded Northwest 22-16, and in particular has done a pretty good job on the offensive boards, pulling down 6 offensive rebounds. Both teams doing a pretty good job taking care of the basketball. 5 turnovers for Northwest and 4 for Nebraska Kearney. Leading the way for the Bearcats, 7 points from Chris Ibuendow, most of those coming very early in the first half. And for Nebraska Kearney, Lane Rorick, he averages nearly 14 points a game, has 11 already. He's only playing double figures for either team. Again, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State trails by 4 to Nebraska Kearney, 30-26. About to get set for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln and Maryville.
We're ready for a second half play. Northwest Missouri State down by 4, 30-26. The Bearcats will inbound to start the second half. They go from our left to our right. Pitts on the floor along with Turth, Wittes, Doherty, and Endow. The starting five for the Bearcats. Wittes at the top of the key. Bounce pass, little right for Endow. Brings it back out front for Wittes. And the left side for Kurth. Left open, takes the jumper. A three-pointer rims around out, and the rebound pulled down by Landsman for Nebraska Kearney. And for UNK, they'll go with Rourke, who takes it across midcourt right side, along with Landsman. A.J. Jackson out on the floor as well. He picked up a couple early fouls. Didn't see much time in the first half. He's got it at the top. Looks right side for Rourke. So Isaiah McKay out there for UNK. Rourke expires his dribble out front. Bounce pass high right side. Jackson spins to the baseline, underneath the bucket, gets cut inside, expires his dribble, brings it down right side with one on the shot clock. A long three by Rorick, falling out of bounds on the right sideline is good. And it's a 33-26 lead for the Lopers. Doherty out front between the circles. Dribbles left side, follows it, picked up by Endow, who's guarded by Landsman. Now to Kurth left side. Low left for Doherty. Trying to post up, which Jackson does. Into the right corner, Wittes. Right side for Pitts. Through the lane he goes. Through the bucket, lays it up. Rims around and out. And the rebound, Jackson, for the Loafers. Alec goes to Rorick. Pushes it across midcourt right side. Finds Ty Danielson. Top of the key, Jackson. Quick pass left side, Rorick. Off the wing, guarded by Kurth. Now brings it out front. Danielson dribbles to the right side. Top of the key. Finds McKay. Right side, Danielson. Left-handed dribble. Doherty checks off on him. Shot clock's at 3 seconds. Another fadeaway between the circles. Misses. Rebound to Northwest. In and out. They'll give it to Pitts, who will bring it across the 10-second line as Northwest in this second half goes from our left to our right. They're in their green uniforms with the white numerals. Out front, left side, Pitts. A collision out front, whistling a foul. Stepping out was A.J. Jackson and a collision with Pitts, and Jackson will pick up a foul. That'll be his first. Welty to come into the game, and Kurth goes to the sideline. 33-26, UNK in front of Northwest. The inbound to Pitts. Looks left side, Doherty. Left wing, Wittes. Now to Pitts between the circles. Drives the lane to the bucket, lays it up. Blocked away from behind by Rorick, and it's controlled by Jackson for UNK. Just the third block of the season for Rorick. 33-26, Northwest trails. A.J. Jackson out front. Right side for Lansman. Now they go low right side. A little shot fake. Jackson up with the shot. Then and good. He got it. A little ball fake and then goes up with and hits the shot. And it's a 35-26 Loafer lead over the Bearcats. Welty, low right side. Doherty trying to post up with Jackson. Takes it into the lane. A little left-handed hook is good. Brad Doherty with his first bucket of the second half. 35-28. Nebraska Kearney in front of Northwest. Out front, McKay. Fadeaway three at the top of the key. Won't go. And the rebound and down for Northwest. 16:54 left in the contest. Pitts to the top of the... Now backpedals near the jump ball circle. Northwest trying to spread out their offense. Pitts dribbles left. Looks at two. Welty. Right wing three on the way. Good. Welty with his first bucket of the game. 4-point contest, Northwest Missouri State trailing 35-31. Northwest is down by four at the half. Danielson, now they go cross court left side for McKay. Finds Rorick cutting through the lane to the bucket, up with a shot, good, and a foul. He just kind of tossed that up from his hip as he saw a collision coming and has got it to fall, almost foul going up with it. Wittes picks up the foul, that's his first. And this gets Rorick to the free throw line. He's had a heck of a game so far.
That calls any indication. They're going to call the second half a little tighter than the first half because they wouldn't have made that call in the first half.
Rorick right now with 16 points, two over his average for the games this season. Hits the free throw. He's 2-2 at the free throw line. 38-31. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Off the right side and down. Between the circles, Pitts. Dribbles left, now back right. Finds Endow toward the right corner. Endow will dribble it into the lane. And a little runner blocked away in the front. Lansman gets called for. That'll be his second. And this will get Chris Endow to the free throw line.
I don't think that one would have been called in the first half either.
No, it was a very physical first half. And like the officials got together at halftime and decided to tighten things up just a bit. And Endow goes to the line and hits the first free throw. That's 9 points for Endow. And the officials for tonight's game, Tom Silvela, along with Chris Kevarek and Jason Harstick. Second free throw by Endow is good. He goes into double figures. 38-33, Northwest trails, 15:57 left in the game. To the top of the key, Lansman wants to go behind the back with his dribble. Spins to the lane on the right side, misses. Good job by Doherty on the defense, and Doherty even corrals the rebound after the missed shot. 38-33, Northwest Missouri State down. Pitts trying to get a screen out front by Doherty. Now we'll drive the lane. Little runner right side. Rattles around and in. Justin with 6 points. Coming off a 30-point performance with 5 assists against UCM on Monday afternoon. Northwest Missouri State down by 3. Out front is Danielson. Drives the lane. Spins the lane on Doherty. Up with a shot blocked away by Doherty. Danielson with the rebound. And the block off the left side. Goes left wing for Jewell. Now left side Rorick. Just over 15 minutes left in the game. Rorick dribbles out near midcourt in the jump ball circle. They spread things out with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Now Welty checks off on Rorick down the lane. He goes. Bounce pass right side. Gets it on the right and it fouls. They got it to Baker McGrath. Missed the shot. But was fouled and will have two free throws coming his way.
He was going up for a dunk there, so not a bad foul for Northwest.
Wittes gets called for his second, and with 14:56 left in the game, breaking the action. The Loafers 38, the Bearcats 35. Back to Kearney right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Weston Baker McGrath fouled before the timeout, misses his first free throw. We'll have a second. So 50% shooter on the year, but he's just one of two coming into today's game, and it's his second free throw here. 49-35, Northwest Missouri State trailing UNK with 14:50 left in the game. Out front, Wittes looks left side for Welty. Now to Pitts. Pitts through the lane, lost the dribble, knocked loose, picked up by Rorick for UNK. On the break, across midcourt, right to left. To the left baseline, cut off by Wittes. And now the Loafers will set up their offense. And Rorick just will dribble out near the jump ball circle. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Rorick at the top. Drives the lane left. And tries to go low. Pass off of Wittes out of bounds. It will belong to UNK. And before the inbound, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Ty Danielson goes cross court left. Rorick on the left wing with the long jumper. Misses, but we have a whistle here and a shot clock violation, I believe. So Rorick tried to put it up off the left side and gets not before the shot clock went off, so Northwest Missouri State will get it.
Yeah, Rorick with the shot fake got Pitts in the air and then jumped into Pitts, hoping for a foul call.
39-35. Nebraska Kearney in front of Northwest. Just over 14 minutes left in the game. Fits into the front court left side. Top of the key. Through the lane to the bucket. And the layup is good as he put it high off the glass. 8 points for Pitts. 2-point game. Northwest Missouri State down 39-37. Rorick into the front court. Looks right side. Finds Kyle Jewell. Now out front Lansman. Left side Danielson. Holds it and continues over. Now we'll dribble on and down to the top of the key, through the lane, down the lane right side. Bounce pass into the right corner, driving the baseline. Jewell, low left side bounce pass, goes to Baker McGrath. Out left side, Lansman with 2 seconds on the shot clock, launches the long three and hits it. His second three of the game. He's got 9 points total and a 52-37 UNK lead over the Bearcats. 13:15 left. Wittes out front, left side Pitts. hits on the left wing, will drive to the low baseline to the bucket, lays it up, rejected by Baker McGrath, and it is picked up by Rorick for UNK. They'll take it across midcourt right side, dribbles through traffic, scoots it past the Lansman. Lansman now has his dribble stolen by Endow. And Chris will slow things up, didn't have the numbers, and will walk it across midcourt right side to Pitts near the Bearcat bench, who's guarded by Rorick. Lobs it to Doherty, trying to post up, low post off the right. Dribbles into the lane. Now wants the reverse layup off the left side. Good, and a foul. Brad Doherty into double figures with 10. And Weston Baker McGrath picks up the foul. That'll be his second, getting Doherty to the line. Down to the sideline, Kurth back into the ballgame. As Doherty steps up to shoot free throws, a reminder that tonight's game, underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. 42-39, Northwest Missouri State trailing. They were down by four at the half. Left-handed free throw shooter in Doherty makes it a three-point trip down the floor as he sinks the free throw. A two-point game. Northwest trailing 42-40. 12:39 left. Out front left side. Trey Lansman. Now to Rorick off the right wing. Lots of high post right for Lansman. A bump foul with Doherty. And Brett will pick up his second. Mr. Tom Silvela makes the call. Both teams with three team fouls in the second half. 12:29 left in the game. Northwest trailing 42-40. Inbound right side, Kyle Jewell. Cross court left, Danielson. Now back right for Lansman. Wants the three over Doherty and hits it. 12 points for Lansman, beginning to fill it here in the second half. A couple big threes in this half, and it's a 5-point lead for UNK. Gets into the front court. Dribbles right side. Now steps back with the dribble as he's being chased by Danielson. Finds Kurth in front of the scores table right. Low post right side pass for Doherty. Off the post up for Baker McGrath. Once again, goes into lane. Bounce pass right for Kurth. Kurth out front for Wittes. Now he'll drive the lane. A little runner off the left side. Too hard off the back of the rim. And the rebound pulled down by Baker McGrath. 5-point Loford lead over the Bearcats. Warwick into the front court right side. 11:40 left in the game. Warwick, who's had a game, goes cross-court left side for Danielson. No dribble right. Chased by Kurth. Out front, Lansman. Left side pass for Jewell. He's picked up by Welty. Now to Warwick. Turns, takes the long jumper. Got it just inside the arc. A two-pointer for Lane Rorick. And Rorick has 19 points, and it's a 7-point UNK lead over Northwest, 47-40. Fits to the right wing. Dribbles to the right corner, to the right baseline. Underneath the bucket, bumped in the foul.
Yeah, they're definitely calling it a lot tighter in the second half. There haven't been a ton of fouls because both teams are playing pretty good defense, but the calls that we have seen made are taking a lot less contact than what we saw in the first half.
Weston Baker McGrath picks up the foul. That's his third. He'll go to the sideline. As Northwest inbound baseline right, and Dow back into the ball game. Inbounds to Doherty, takes it into the lane, wants to drive, and the shot short off the left-handed hook, trying to put it up over A.J. Jackson, who just checked into the game. And for Jackson, he's playing with three fouls. 47-40, UNK lead over Northwest, just under 11 minutes left in the game. On the left side, Ty Danielson lobs it low, left for Lansman, trying to post up left. Now spins on Doherty, pivots, up with a shot, blocked away by Doherty, and a foul, and this will be on Brett Doherty. That'll be number three on Brett. And this gets Lansman to the free throw line. 47-40, Northwest trails. Lansman, first of two on the way, nothing but net. He now has 13 points. Average is 22.6 per game, leading the MIAA in scoring. Senior from Harlan, Iowa with a second free throw, and that one is good. 30 to the sideline, into the ball game. Ryan Hawkins for the Cats. Pitts dribbles right side. Looks low left or right for Wittes. Posting up with Danielson. Spins in the lane. Up for the shot. Banks it. Misses it. And Danielson with the rebound. Warwick will take it across midcourt left side. A 9-point lead for UNK. off the left side, goes cross court right for A.J. Jackson. Jackson skips it into the left corner, and a three by Lansman on the way off the front of the rim. Takes a high bounce, rebound chased on the baseline, out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest off of Ty Danielson. So Northwest will inbound down by nine, just over 10 minutes left in the game.
The effort we saw early in the game from Nebraska Kearney has not waned in this second half.
Fitz will walk it across the 10-second line. Off the left side. Going to get a screen out front by Hawkins. Hook the pass back to Hawkins. Ryan with a bounce pass low left for Wittes. He's guarded by Danielson. He'll post up, takes it into the lane. The dribble knocked out of the hands by Danielson and is picked up by UNK. Jewell now to Danielson. Out front left side, Rourke. To Danielson through the lane. Goes baseline right. A shot fake up with a shot and good. They got the pass to Trey Lansman who put it up and in. And an 11-point lead for the Loafers over the Bearcats, 51-49, 36 left in this game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. 51-40 Northwest Missouri State trailing the Loafers. Bearcats out of that timeout. Got the pass on the baseline off the right side. Knocked out of bounds by the Loafers. And we've got another timeout. Again now with 9:23 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing 51-40. We'll be back. Have more for you in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
And we're back in Kearney, Nebraska. Northwest Missouri State trailing 51-40. Bearcats with the ball off the inbound. Wittes to the right baseline. Dribbles into the lane, spins right side, up with a shot, good, and a foul. Wittes got it to fall, and they'll get the free throw line with a chance at a three-point trip down the floor. As a foul coming up on the UNK.
That's the third time that we've seen Baker McGrath swat at the ball like that when Joey Wittes has been going up for the shot. Exact same way, but they called it this time, although they gave it to Danielson, even though it was Baker McGrath that did the swat.
51-43, Northwest Missouri State trailing this one as Danielson will get credit for his first foul. On the right side is Kyle Jewell. Long bounce pass. What's the one? Foul. And this one coming up on UNK. from behind. The foul will be on Lane Rorick. It's called for throwing an elbow, and that'll be his third foul as he's trying to defend Pitts. 51-43, Northwest down, 9:03 left in the game. Pitts walks it across the 10-second line. Man-to-man defense played by UNK. Off the right side is Kurth. He's guarded by Jewell. They swing it left side to Wittes. Picked up by Danielson. A little spin in the lane out in front for Pitts. Now to Wittes to Pitts left side. Shot clock inside of 10 seconds. Pitts dribbles top the key. Down the lane he goes into the right corner and down. Up with a three. Blocked away short, but the putback by Kurth is good as he went flying through the lane. Kurth with 5 points. 51-45. Northwest Missouri State trails. Bearcats with 5 points off of the last two possessions, which stopped a 9-0 run from UNK. Rorick, a long bounce pass, knocked loose right side, controlled by Danielson, spins to the baseline, up for the shot, blocked away inside, and a foul. This one will go on Pitts, trying to get the block, got a little bit of the body as well, and that's his first foul. 15 fell on Northwest, the Loafers with 6. Danielson goes to the free throw line, where he's 2-for-2 this evening. 87% shooter on the year. Right-handed shooter's free throw rattles out. Nebraska Kearney on the season, 4th in the MIAA in free throw shooting percentage at 76.3%. Second free throw coming to Danielson, a senior from York, Nebraska. His second free throw too hard, and the rebound at the free throw line goes to Hawkins in Northwest. 51-45, Northwest in front, just over 8 minutes left in the game. Endow on the right wing, out to the top of the key. Hawkins back to Endow, right side. Lots of low right for Wittes. Wants to post up with Danielson. Dribbles with the left hand, out front and down. He drives the lane left to the bucket, lays it up, off the rim and out. And the rebound ripped down by Jewell for Nebraska Kearney.
We have seen so many shots that Northwest usually gets the ball that just have not gone down tonight.
Northwest trailing 51-45. Chris. Out front is Jackson. Left side pass goes to Danielson. Now to Landsman. Down the lane left to the baseline. On and down. In the lane. Fades away and puts it up and in. 20 feet off the left side. Landsman with 18 points. 53-45. Nebraska Kearney in front. And down off the right side on the wing. Guarded by Landsman. Lobs it. Low right. Wittes. Posting up with Danielson once again. Kicks it out front, Kurth. Down the lane right, he goes. Brings it out front for Pitts. Shot clock at 8 seconds. Pitts dribbles right wing. Now, free throw line through the lane to the bucket. Layup, off the rim, won't go. Rebound tipped out and a foul. And this one go on Northwest. Coming for the rebound, Ryan Hawkins. That'll be his first. Again, Matt, that's the type of layup we've seen Justin knock down time and time again.
Yeah, I mean, Northwest playing good defense tonight, but offensively, it's just not clicking for them tonight consistently.
53-45. Nebraska Kearney in front of Northwest with 6:53 left. Landsman, right side Rourke. The Landsman top the key, wants the long three off the left of the rim. It will bound out of bounds in the left corner, so Northwest will have it. 6:44 left, and a deficit 53-45. Inbound to Justin. Gets looks over toward the scores table where Coach Ben McCollum kneels. Now dribbles to the right wing. He wants it to Doherty. Wants to post up with Jackson into the lane. Ball fake up with her off the left side. Banks it, misses it. And the rebound to Jewell and Nebraska Kearney. Another thing Nebraska Kearney's doing is doing a very good job on the defensive boards. On the right side, Danielson. They swing it left side on the wing. Jewell. Now to Rourke. Drives the lane to the bucket. Left-handed layup good. 21 points for Rourke. And a 10-point game. Northwest down 55-45. 6:04 left.
Mention the defensive boards for the Lopers. Northwest with just 3 offensive rebounds so far.
Pitts left side, wants it right for and down to the baseline. Underneath the bucket. Tries to find Kurth cutting through the lane. Does, and in traffic, able to put it off the glass and in. Xavier Kurth with 7 points. 55-47 Northwest trails. 5:40 left in the game. Rourke into the front court right side. UNK's led by as many as 13 in this contest. Northwest had a 2-point lead early in the game. for it off the right wing. Out front, Lansman. Tries on Doherty. Down the lane, right side. Puts up the shot. Hits the top of the backboard. Rolls over to the backside. Hit the credit. Kirk coming over on the help side to help out there. Welty will come in now for Northwest, and Wittes will get a breather. 5:21 left. Northwest Missouri State down 55-47. The inbound goes to Justin, and he'll let the ball roll all the way toward midcourt. Now picks it up in the jump ball circle. They start the clock as Fitz takes it top the key. Looks left side, Welty. Cross court, right side and down. With the right-handed dribble on the wing, now gives it to Doherty out front. Kurth to the left wing, finds Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty, Pitts at the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line, lobs it right side for Welty, dribbles to the right baseline. Finds Endow, shot clock at 4 seconds, and Endow drives. A bump as he tries to go off with a shot and a block foul coming up on UNK. Underneath the basket, the foul as... Dow went driving up, trying to get the shot to fall, and sliding over as A.J. Jackson will pick up his fourth foul. And with 4:52 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State trailing 55-47. Breaking the action. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
And down to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Hits the front end. And with 4:52 left in the game, makes it a 55-48 contest. Northwest Missouri State trailing. And down with the second free throw. That's good. So two big free throws for the Bearcats with the shot with the clock stop. 4:52 left. Northwest Missouri State down 55-49. And a steal out front by Kurth at midcourt. Will take it to the bucket. Reverse layup off the left. Misses. And the rebound Danielson for Nebraska Kearney. 55-49. Northwest down into the front court off the left side. And a time entry timeout here. It's possible that one of the officials stops play as Ty Danielson maybe took a shot to the left side of his head and might, I don't know if he, I don't
I think
believe
he got poked in the
yeah.
eye.
Yeah, and I don't think he's bleeding at all, but definitely affected as he will get the inbound left for Rorick out between the circles. 4.5 minutes left. Rorick left side. Guarded now by Welty off a checkoff. Drives the lane to the bucket, underneath the bucket, and will get called as the ball takes a bounce on the baseline and it belongs to Northwest. So the turnover gives the Bearcats the ball. 4:23 left, 55-49, Cats trailing. Bearcats are down by 4 at halftime. Pitch to the top of the key. Drives the lane, spins, stops, turns, shot off the front of the rim. No, the rebound tapped out front, chased down by Welty. Right side pitch on the wing. To the right baseline, to the bucket, takes a back left wing, wide open. Welty, the three, takes a high bounce off the rim, and the rebound at the free throw line pulled away by Jackson for the Loafers. 4 minutes left, Northwest down 55-49. Rorick gets it to Danielson. Now to Jackson, cross court, left side pass for Jewell. Shot clock at 11 seconds. Now Lansman turns, takes the jumper, three-pointer off the front of the rim, misses, and then down clears the rebound for Northwest with 3:38 left.
Now some of the shots that we saw Nebraska Kearney hitting earlier in the game are not falling.
Cats have to take advantage of it. Pitts, top the key, Welty, left side Pitts. Looks to pass to Welty, quick pass left corner for Kurth. 3:23 left in the game, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Doherty finds Pitts through the lane to the bucket. Misses the shot, but a foul. And this should get Pitts to the free throw line. A.J. Jackson picks up his fifth foul. He'll go to the sideline, and that gets Weston Baker McGrath into the game. But Pitts to the free throw line. Justin will be shooting two. He hit two free throws back in the first half. Only 8 points this evening. Coming off a 30-point performance against the Mules. Free throw on the way here. Good. Makes it a 5-point game. Northwest trailing 55-50 with 3:18 left. Second free throw. Good. Double figures for Pitts. 4-point game. Northwest down 55-51. They were down by four at halftime. Lansman looks left side on the wing for Danielson. Out front left for Jewell. Now back left wing. Danielson to Lansman. Baseline left. Up for the shot by Baker McGrath. Blocked away by Doherty. Picked up by Kurth. And here comes Northwest left to right with just under 3 minutes left. Down by four.
That's a huge block by Doherty.
Fits off the left side. Out front, top of the key. Now drives on Rourke to the bucket. Left layup won't go. Rebound pulled down by Rourke for the Loafers. Still a 4-point game. Northwest down. 2:43 left. Into the front court off the right side. Danielson as UNK slows things up. Finds Lansman. Now to Rourke off the right wing. Free throw line. Spires the dribble. Lansman right side. With the left-handed dribble, Kurth steps out. And a travel violation. Good job by Kurth. Forcing play out on the perimeter and forces the travel. The Northwest down by 4, 55-51. They'll inbound far side and take it three-quarters of the length of the floor with 2:26 left. Pitts to take the inbound. Dribbles between the jump ball circle to the top. Now looks left wing and down. Out front for Welty. Right side Pitts. Chased by Rorick. Shot clock at 18 seconds. 2:13 left in the game. Pitts right side. Baseline Doherty. Drives the lane. Spins back. Shot fake. Up with it off the glass. Won't go. And the rebound pulled away by Danielson for the Loafers. 2 minutes left in the game. 55-51. Northwest Missouri State trailing in a timeout. UNK, 1:55 left. A 4-point game. Northwest down 55-51. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Back in Kearney, 55-51, Northwest trails Nebraska Kearney, 1:55 left in the game. A reminder, today's game underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. Northwest Trail carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids, and Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. 1:55 left, Northwest down by 4, 55-51. Nebraska Kearney to inbound in front of the scorer's table left side. Rourke takes the inbound between the circles. Bounce pass high post left. They get it to Baker McGrath. Now to Rourke, top of the key. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. He drives the lane right. Shot good as he banks it up in and a foul. That's fake possession for Nebraska Kearney. Foul goes on Xavier Kurth, who picks up his second. And this will get Rourke to the free throw line. Rourke with 23 points this evening. Kurth to the sideline, Wittes into the ballgame. And Rourke will have one more free throw coming here with 1:43 left. Northwest down by six. Senior from Pierce, Nebraska, toes to the line, trying to increase the Loper lead. And this one is good. 58-51, Northwest down, 1:43 left. Hits into the front court, looks left side, four and down. Tries through the lane to the bucket, tries to slam it down with one hand, misses, and a foul off the rebound as it comes to Doherty. He is fouled from behind, and this foul will come up on Lane Rorick. That is his fourth foul. 1:34 left, Northwest down by seven. This gets Doherty to the free throw line. Nice team foul on the Nebraska Kearney. One and one opportunity coming for Doherty. Kurth into the game. Welty to the sideline for Northwest. Big free throw here for Brett Doherty. Eyes the bucket. Free throw short off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Baker McGrath for Nebraska Kearney. 1:28 left. And official stop play. Sideline warning on Kevin Lofton, head coach for Nebraska Kearney. Now Nebraska Kearney will inbound in front of the scorers table. They'll be forced to call a timeout. Taking the action, 1:27 left in the game. Northwest trails Nebraska Kearney 58-51. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Back in Kearney, Northwest trailing 58-51. A reminder of tonight's game, underwritten by Pitsenberger Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. Rapid lead in downtown Maryville and Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. 58-51, Northwest Missouri State trails, 1:27 left. UNK with the inbound, Rourke started out front, and a quick foul. Kurth getting called for the foul. Xavier picks up his third. Wolfe come into the ballgame now. And Kurth to the sideline.
Kurth was playing really good defense right there.
Questioning the call.
Yeah, he comes over, he says, what did I do? And I know I can't answer that. Rourke wasn't even moving.
He goes to the free throw line. The eighth team foul on Northwest. A one-and-one opportunity. And the front end of the one-and-one misses. Turns into a pretty good foul. As misses the free throw and down with the board. And here comes Pitts, left side, left wing. There's Wittes, long three, misses too hard. And the rebound underneath the bucket ripped away by Danielson. And it was on the foul. We'll go on to Brett Doherty. That will be Doherty's fourth foul. And Danielson goes to the other end. They'll be shooting a one and one. 1:14 left. Northwest trailing 58-51. Hawkins into the game. And Doherty to the sideline for Northwest.
And the line, number 24, Ty Danielson, shooting one and one.
Danielson at the free throw line, 2 of 4 this evening. Hits the front end of the 1-1. He has 9 points. 59-51. Lopers in front of the Bearcats. Cats were down by 4 at halftime. Second free throw rims around and out and down with the rebound. Pitch to the top of the key. Through the lane, to the bucket. Shot rejected and a foul as he's knocked to the floor underneath the basket. And this will get Justin to the free throw line. That'll be on Lane Rorick. That's a big foul. That's his fifth. Gets him out of the game with 1:06 left.
4 points shy of a career high. They end up with the win tonight. He is definitely the reason.
He goes to the sideline with 24 points. He's had a couple assists, 5 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Justin Pitts going to the free throw line. Justin, 4-4 at the line. He has 10 points total. He'll be shooting 2 with the Bearcats trailing 59-51, 1:06 left. First of 2, good. One more free throw coming to Justin.
About to see something we don't see every day. Brett Doherty's going to come in for Justin Pitts.
Pitts hits the second free throw. He'll go to the sideline. Doherty into the game.
But he won't go far down the sideline, I guarantee that.
No. Full court pressure out of Northwest. And a timeout called by UNK as Lance was trying to get the inbound over Ryan Hawkins right in front of him. So breaking the action, 106 left, 59-53. The Loafers in front of the Bearcats back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
59-53, the Loafers in front of the Bearcats. Tonight's game underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart and Compass Dental. Dentist Bruce Flettel and Brian Viertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer. 106 left, Northwest down 59-53.
Well, you got to give Nebraska Kearney credit. A lot of teams this year we've seen come out, play hard in the first half, and then they kind of lose it as the second half goes on, but it hadn't been the case for the Loafers tonight.
Northwest, we're going to full court pressure out of this timeout. Lansman will try to trigger it in. They'll have to get it past Ryan Hawkins. And for the Loafers, four players lining up to try to get the inbound. Popping out and getting the inbound right side is Ty Danielson in a double team in the far right corner. Pivots away from the double team and a hill ball coming upward with it.
Nebraska Kearney has possession.
Coach Ben McCollum just to our right trying to get a travel violation out of that pivot.
They only have 4 seconds to get it across the timeline, too.
Trey Lansman will inbound on the right sideline. And we'll try to get this inbound in front of Hawkins once again. Inbound with a bounce pass on the right side. It goes to Jewell into the front court right side. They find Danielson. Spins to the right wing. And in a double team with 51 seconds
offensive.
Left. An offensive foul coming up here as Danielson did a pivot and collides with Wittes.
Yeah, that one pretty obvious. He threw his forearm in the chest of Wittes and knocked him over.
Second foul on Danielson. 50.5 seconds left in the game. Northwest trailing 59-53. Northwest to inbound. And it'll take it three-quarters of the length of the floor. The inbound will come to pitch. He'll let the ball roll to midcourt. Well, he'll pick it up, and now the clock starts. Right side goes. Pitts fade away on the right side. Banks it and hits it high off the glass. Pitts with 14 points. Timeout Northwest with 45.9 seconds left in the game. And Northwest Missouri State trailing 59-55. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. 45.9 seconds left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing by 4, 59-55. They were down by 4 at halftime. They're going to full court pressure as Nebraska Kearney gets set to inbound. Lansman on the baseline left looks to inbound. And gets the inbound left side for Jewell. Immediately double team. Dribbles out of that double team. A pass into the front court goes to McKay. Now right side. Lays it up for him and that's on the foul. They'll count the bucket and a foul on Northwest. Gordy picks up the foul. That's his fifth. So 38.8 seconds left. Northwest down now 61-55. Okay, goes to the free throw line to shoot one. He's been bothered by a knee injury this season. Missed 10 games this year with the knee injury. On the year, 6 of 6 at the free throw line. Trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor for UNK, and he does.
And more importantly, a three-possession game for Northwest.
62-55, Northwest Missouri State trails. 36 seconds left. Pitts left side to the bucket. Trying to get a pass to Hawkins, cutting in. It's stripped loose, and it's picked up by UNK, and another foul. Coming out of that was Carter Burns with the basketball. He was fouled. He'll go to the other end to shoot free throws with 30.6 seconds left. Burns, a 6'6 junior from Ankeny, Iowa. Only averages 2 points and two rebounds a contest. He's one of two at the free throw line this season. And his first one here, hits the back of the rim, hangs on the rim and falls. 63-55, the Lopers in front of the Bearcats. The last lead the Bearcats had in this game was an 8-7 lead. Second free throw by Burns is good. Inbound comes to Pitts with 30.6 seconds left. Pitts will pick it up, take it across midcourt, looks right side in, down, fakes right, goes left to the bucket, slams it down with two hands. That contested to the bucket. Full court pressure again on a long pass at midcourt to Burns, who is fouled as he collides with Wittes. Pitts also in the area, but Wittes will pick up the foul. That'll be number three on Jordan.
They were going for the ball, but it would have been nice to see him back off because he was off balance and grubbed his pivot foot and would have ended up being called for a travel.
64-57, UNK. 24.9 seconds left. Burns at the line. Free throw. Good. Makes it a 65-57 game. And the second one on the way is good as well. Pressure off the inbound. It comes to Pitts. Pitts accelerates into the front court off the right side with 21 seconds left. Now to the bucket. Lays it up. Off the glass. Won't go. The tip by Hawkins, no. Pitts chases it into the left corner. Now to Welty, left wing. Out front and down with 11 seconds left. And down. Free throw line. Spins into the lane. Off the glass. It won't go. And the rebound, UNK. Pulled down by Lansman. Ball stripped loose. Picked up by Welty. Up with off the glass and good. Takes the feed from Hawkins to hit the bucket at the buzzer, but a little bit too late as UNK fans rushing the court here after a 66-59 win over Northwest. So the final score, Nebraska Kearney's with the win as they win this one 66-59. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis. .com.
Back in Kearney at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska-Kearney campus. The final score, Nebraska-Kearney 66, Northwest Missouri State 59. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, just a tough night for the Bearcats. Just a little bit out of sync. A lot of the shots that normally go down just weren't falling tonight.
Yeah, the lowest field goal percentage of the season for Northwest tonight. They shot just under 36%. They got, right around the amount of shots that they normally get, but they were 20 of 56 from the field, and also the lowest number of three-pointers made in a game so far this year as well. And what that kind of adds up to is a tough night offensively, even though they didn't play terrible defensively against a very tough Nebraska-Kearney offense. It was Northwest's offense that got them tonight.
And the final score is 66-59, Nebraska-Kearney. With the win over Northwest, we'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
66-59, the final score, Nebraska-Kearney with the win over Northwest. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Again, Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer. And Matt, one thing you talked about, I think probably about midway through the second half, was how Nebraska-Kearney didn't really let up from the first half. They played a very fine first half against the Bearcats. They were up by four at halftime and kept the pressure on the entire game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of times we've seen teams this year come out with huge intensity in the first half, play very well in the first half, even have a lead at halftime, and then they just can't carry it over into the second half. And so far, the two teams that have done that this year are Missouri Southern and Nebraska-Kearney, and that just happens to be the two losses for Northwest.
I think one of the big keys, too, in this game, on the boards, Northwest got out-rebounded by nine total, and for most of that ballgame, they really did a good job limiting the Bearcats' offensive rebounds on a night when Northwest is struggling from the field.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was easily the number one key. I mean, Northwest finishing with just six offensive rebounds, and you know, we mentioned how they had their lowest field goal percentage of the season. That plays an important role. If you're not getting those boards and Northwest is able to get putbacks, obviously that percentage goes up and the point total is higher. But Northwest just didn't get those second chance opportunities.
66-59, the final score. The Bearcats fall to 15-2 and 7-2 in the MIAA. Nebraska-Kearney improves to 7-10 and 3-5. And their first home game since December 19th, and they made it a good one for themselves as they knocked off the second-ranked team of the nation in the Bearcats. We'll be back to have more in our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audio Visual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
66-59, the final score. Nebraska Kearney with the win over Northwest this evening in Kearney. Time now for our extra effort award. And Matt Gorder looking at Chris Ebu Endow.
Yeah, good night tonight for Endow. 13 points, almost had the double-double, had 9 rebounds. 4 of 4 at the free throw line, also had an assist and a couple of steals to go along with that.
So we look at the totals for Northwest, 36% shooting from the field, actually 35.7 to be exact, 20 of 56, 4 of 15 from three-point range, and 15 of 19 at the free throw line for 78.9%. Nebraska Kearney shooting over 43% from the field, 22 of 51. They are 7 of 23 on the three-pointers and 15 of 20. At the free throw line, they out-rebound the Bearcats by 9, 40 to 31. Turnovers, 12 turnovers for Nebraska Kearney and 8 for Northwest in this game. And for the Cats, 3 players in double figures, led by Pitts with 14 points. 13 points for Endow and 11 points for Brett Doherty. And for Nebraska Kearney, they were paced by Lane Rorick, who had 24 points. Trey Lansman added 19 for the Lopers. Again, Northwest Missouri State loses to Nebraska Kearney, 66-59. We'll be back to have more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa,
Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
66-59, the final score. Nebraska Kearney with the win over Northwest, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. And Ben, tough game tonight. Just could never get over the hump in this one.
Yeah, just, you know, they made some timely shots, got some big-time O-boards. You know, at the end of the day, they just played better. They were better than us tonight, you know, they want it more. They're excited to play us, and we're not, you know, and I don't – I'm not being a very good coach for this team. I need to find a way to get them motivated. They're just not an overly hungry team. You know, it's just – it's a shame because we're as good as anybody in the country. It's just – you know, we just aren't very hungry.
Just seemed like on the offensive side, so many of the shots that normally go down just were not falling tonight.
Yeah, you know, when you're into the game, shots fall. And so they hit some really tough shots late in the shot clock. I get it. But when you're into the game and you're competing and you're getting after O boards and you're getting after D boards and you're getting after somebody, you're that much better. And your shots fall. And we weren't, you know, it's not to say we didn't compete, because we did compete. We played hard. You know, we're playing hard. You know, it's not like that's not the case. It's playing with a purpose that you're trying to win this basketball game. And right now we're not. And again, that falls back on me. That's not their fault necessarily. I have to do a better job of finding something, finding anything to motivate them. And it's been this way all year. It's just, you know, we've been good enough to get by it. You know, hopefully we can fix it. I mean, we had a bad 2 days of practice. We didn't want to practice the last 2 days, and I don't know. I don't know what the answers are right now. I guess I have to watch film.
Yeah, I guess not a lot of turnaround time either. So you're back on the road to make the trip down to Hayes, Kansas for a Saturday afternoon game here.
Yeah, another tough place, and they'll be super physical there. I won't call anything there, but hopefully they do. It'll be a tough game, you know. You gotta be physical out there, and you gotta be tough, and you can't be mentally weak. And I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is, because it's. I think our guys are saying the right thing right now, and we're not quite doing the right thing. And you know, I think cliche would say, "Oh, this will be a positive later," and it is if you take it the right way and you start to regain your hunger and you know you're tired of it. But you know, right now we're not, you know, having a tough time.
All right, well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. Again, the final score, Nebraska Kearney 66, Northwest 59. We'll be back. Wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelnFarmHome.com. also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Kearney as we wrap up a doubleheader broadcast this evening. 66-59, the final score for the Northwest men's game with Nebraska Kearney. Earlier tonight, it was the Northwest women taking Nebraska Kearney to double overtime before losing 88-79. Rejoined by Matt Gorder. And Matt, that women's ball game, it was an exciting one. And Northwest just couldn't quite get it done in overtime, but still, you're seeing a lot of improvement out of this Northwest women's team.
Yeah, they took a big step forward tonight, I think, even in the loss. I mean, as frustrating as it was because they were just so close, I think they took a big step forward in terms of the amount of effort over the course of a full game. And obviously it was more than a full game with double overtime, and that effort stayed there through the overtimes. But I think Nebraska Kearney's experience came out in the end and got them the win, even though they were out without one of their starting point guards tonight. But still, I think, a positive night for the Northwest women's team.
And kind of tough to overcome a 43-point performance as well, Michaela Berry.
Yeah, it ended up being a Nebraska Kearney single-game scoring record. You know, one thing you can credit Northwest for is really they didn't allow anybody else on the team to put up a lot of numbers offensively. But, yeah, Michaela Berry spent a lot of time in the paint tonight and made a lot of shots for sure.
Now, on the men's side, just one of those nights.
Yeah, the night where you can't have your lowest shooting percentage and lowest three-point field goals made on the same night. It's going to happen. I mean, shooting is shooting. Shooting is one of those things you've got to feel it. You've got to be able to get into a rhythm. Sometimes through the course of the game, you'll hit a couple of shots, and that rhythm will come during the game, but it just didn't happen tonight.
And not a lot of turnaround time. A day off tomorrow, and then they'll travel down tomorrow to Hays, Kansas, get ready for Saturday afternoon action with the Fort Hays State.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's probably a good thing. I think these two teams both will itch a little bit to get back on the court after tonight. And, you know, sometimes if you have a week or more between games, it can be a little bit frustrating to sit on something like this. So I think a short turnaround time is probably good for both teams.
Reminder, too, that the start times on Saturday, 2 o'clock for the women and 4 o'clock for the men, a little bit different than normal on Saturday afternoon games. We'll have the broadcast of both of those beginning at 1:40 with our pregame for the women again on Saturday afternoon. So Northwest and Fort Hays State up next Saturday afternoon. Again, our finals here this evening in the women's game in double overtime, Nebraska Kearney defeats Northwest 88-79. And for the men, in regulation, they lose to Nebraska Kearney 66-59. My thanks to Matt Gorder, also a studio engineer, Kramer Sansloam. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Kearney, Nebraska.